This news update is brought to you by Louisville Smokehouse in Port Hope with signature specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night, now through April 11th. Kendi Road in Port Hope, the Louisville Smokehouse. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. At 2:01 a.m. yesterday, Huron County Sheriff's Office responded to a scene of a fatal incident at the end of Elkton Road at the intersection of Eitzler Road in Lake Township. Two motorists had minutes earlier come across a heavily damaged pickup truck that had impacted with a tree and off the road brush at the T intersection. When they got out to check to see if anybody was occupant in the wreck, they discovered a lone occupant was unresponsive in it with a shotgun wound to the head. The victim, 43-year-old Daniel S. Bellabet of Bad Axe, was pronounced dead at the scene. A Huron County Medical Examiner's Office investigator had then responded, along with an accident investigator from Huron County Sheriff's Office. Preliminary investigations suggesting the victim likely took his own life with a handgun while northbound on Elkton Road, but did it just prior to getting off at the end and impacted the trees. It is further believed that the vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed when a crash occurred. The victim's 2021 Chevy pickup and other personal items have been seized for this ongoing investigation. Anyone who believes they may have further information about this incident is asked to call the Huron County Sheriff's Department during regular business hours at 989-269-6500 or Huron Central Dispatch at 989-269-6421. Michigan's elk herd is growing past its ideal population, for state officials say, and they're trying to work to bring it back into size. Population for 2024 was estimated at 1,550 elk. Meanwhile, the ideal number is 500 to 900 animals, sent Brent Rudolph, the deer and elk moose management specialist for the DNR. We are actively trying to reduce the elk population, he said. The herd is centered in the Pigeon River Community State Forest, primarily Sheboygan and Osage counties. As the population grows, animals spread into outlying areas, Rudolph said. Increases the likelihood of disease and conflict with people, including farms and traffic. Hunting is the primary method for population management, he said. The agency is targeting cow elk to have the biggest long-term impact on the population. The DNR awarded 260 elk hunting licenses from 2025 season. 180 of them were antlerless elk. Hunters harvested 153 elk, including 87 antlerless elk. We'll be right back from our sponsor.
Get all-you-can-eat pasta and garlic bread for only $17. Pasta nights are here for the winter and spring season at Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. every Thursday, the second Thursday in September to the last Thursday of April. That's right, all-you-can-eat pasta and all-you-can-eat garlic bread for just $17 each. Grocery prices may have skyrocketed, but not at Louisville Smoke. And don't worry, they still offer their full regular menu as well. Assembled and cooked right in front of you, or fill out the checklist and create your one-of-a-kind dish with hundreds of possible combinations. Choose from 10 different fresh, never-frozen veggies, 7 fresh, never-frozen proteins, with house-made meatballs, shrimp, blackened chicken, mussels, and more. 9 varieties of pasta, including stuffed pastas like tortellini and ravioli. Then finish it off with your choice of 8 sauces. Louisville Smoke takes pride in using fresh meats, house-made appetizers, homemade sauces, rubs, spice mixes, beef tallow for their fryers, real butter, and real cheese, and fresh, never-frozen produce. Make Thursday night's pasta night at Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. 4711 Kindy Road. See you there.
A 39-year-old man with a prior bank robbery conviction was admitted to damaging property and assaulting a staff member during a break-in to the Bay County Law Enforcement Center. Prosecutors say Shane Gillette, pled guilty this week to charges of malicious destruction of police property and assaulting a jail employee. The incident happened on May 12, 2025, when Gillette, who was on parole at the time, reportedly kicked in and punched in the locked glass doors of the facility until he got inside. Police quickly restrained him, but officials said Gillette later attacked a corrections officer. He faces a possible 5 years in prison when he returns. All right. Samantha Snyder, who is the executive director of the Economic Development Corporation of Sanilac and Huron Counties, announced three county businesses received funding from Eastern Michigan Small Business Network. For nearly four dozen applications, three businesses were selected to receive funding. The businesses were selected were MTH Landscaping Sandusky, Tribune Record Leaders Newspaper Sandusky, and the Lexington House Bed and Breakfast Lexington. The some of the things that their funds allow is business to use the money to get new equipment or furnish software purchases or upgrades, and to do specialized consulting services and training. That's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Louisville Smoke in Port Hope, with signature specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night through April at 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope.